From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Cap Radio will again today bring you NPR's gavel-to-gavel coverage of the impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate. That coverage begins at 10 a.m. On days when Insight is preempted, you can find our show and our podcast at capradio.org/insight. So let's shift now to the firefight in Australia. Overnight, we heard news that a Lockheed C-130 carrying a load of retardant in the New South Wales area crashed. There were no survivors, though three Americans were reported to be on board. Here's a bit of Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons' press conference. He is with the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, and this press conference was held shortly after the crash.
Tragically, there appears to be no survivors as a result of the crash. Down in the snowy Monaro area. It's impacted heavily with the ground, and initial reports are that there was a large fireball associated with the impact of the plane as it hit the ground.
We had planned, as you might know, to talk with Shauna LaGarza today. She is Director of Fire and Aviation Management for the U.S. Forest Service. She had just returned to the U.S. from Australia. The U.S. Forest Service understandably canceled the conversation after the crash today. There are some connections to Northern California, however. It has been reported that the plane that crashed had been one used in California in firefighting last summer. And in fact, CAL FIRE's aircraft includes seven C-130s, though this one in particular was from Coulson Aviation. And the USA office of Coulson, which is in Portland, Oregon, did report via Facebook a message saying, and I'll read the message, "While working in the snowy Monaro area in southern New South Wales, Australia, contact was lost with one of our large air tankers, a Lockheed C-130, and then the registration number. The aircraft had departed Richmond, New South Wales, with a load of retardant and was on a firebombing mission. The accident is reported to be extensive. We are deeply saddened to confirm that there were three fatalities." It goes on to say the accident response team has been activated, as well as local emergency services, and Coulson Aviation itself will be sending a team to the site to assist in emergency operations. We have been on standby to talk with CAL FIRE's Deputy Director, Chief Mike Moeller. So I do think we have him on the line right now. Chief, glad to have you on Insight.
Beth, as always, thank you for having us.
Are there any other details you can add to what we know right now about the crash specifically?
There's not. And like you have previously mentioned, you know, it's really about the Coulson Aviation, but the family of the firefighters that were tragically lost in that horrible crash and tragedy in Australia. Again, our department's thoughts and prayers are with both the family and Coulson Aviation, who has a very strong tie to California as a contractor for aircraft.
It has been confirmed from Australia that the three people on board were Americans. I'd like you to confirm that independently for us, as well as this detail about the plane that crashed having been a plane that was used in California last year.
Well, yes, as far as we know, and again, this is obviously the Australia is working very closely with Coulson. This is a very advanced aviation company that has worked in fire arena for years, but we can confirm, and unfortunately, that they are from the United States. What we're looking at is that C-130 Hercules is an aircraft that has been used in California to battle wildfires the past several years, and it actually has been flown out of here locally, out of McClellan, several times for reload operations.
How many C-130s does CAL FIRE have and use?
Well, currently we have seven C-130s that were acquired through the Federal Defense Act that we're working with Governor Newsom's administration to, with our military partners, to convert them over to aviation fire operations. The Coulson, we actually have one on contract during our peak, or what we would consider our busiest time of the year, to assist in not only fire operations, but also to get our pilots trained up with our cooperators at DynCorp. So that C-130 was dedicated to CAL FIRE through the peak months of what we saw passed in 2019 and 2018.
Talk to me in whatever detail you know, Chief Mueller, about operating the C-130 in the midst of the firefight. I said that this was the snowy Monaro area. That doesn't mean literally there was snow on the ground. It's called snowy Monaro with two capital letters. But what was happening in the area was extremely high wind. Of course, there are more than 80 fires burning in this New South Wales area and reportedly more than 70 aircraft involved in the firefight. So say more about what the conditions might have been.
Again, we don't have all the details, and we know that there was high winds in the area. But what we have to remember, and for your listeners, is unfortunately here in California, we're not foreign to wildfires. We see aircraft, the public sees aircraft assigned to fires. One of the most dangerous jobs in the world, one of the most skilled positions in the overall firefight. But it is very dangerous. The C-130 platform provides a what we consider a large air tanker, what we would use for, 4,000 gallons of retardant. So it's a large aircraft. But anytime you take those aircraft and you put them into fire conditions, everything has changed. And these pilots, again, are some of the most skilled, but it is one of the most dangerous jobs you can have. And we will continue to work with Coulson, but also the C-130 program, because it is absolutely necessary and is definitely an advancement in fire aviation.
So news had just come that three 10-person incident management teams, plus air support personnel, and two 20-person firefighting crews, hand crews, were all engaged in the movement to Australia. You and I talked about this over the last couple of weeks. Has CAL FIRE in any way been engaged beyond the U.S. Forest Service in sending support to Australia?
We have not. Again, as you well know, we've talked several times about our relationship with our partners from Australia. Unfortunately, we have similar climate and similar fire conditions, so we have worked with them, and we've worked with the Governor's Office of Emergency Services, who's brought Australian counterparts over during some of our largest fires to train. CAL FIRE isn't directly involved overseas, but we are supporting our federal partners, and again, supporting Governor Newsom and his administration to be ready to respond if asked.
Chief Mueller, in a news release that came from the National Interagency Fire Center just yesterday, the detail was that the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand have been exchanging fire assistance for more than 15 years. I'm sure I'm not the only one that didn't know that the relationship has gone this long and as deeply. And if you could just say something about 2018, when apparently there was a contingent of Australian and New Zealand wildfire personnel that came for the car fire, it must have been?
No, absolutely. In fact, I think, Beth, you and I had talked about it, why they were in country in 2018. I think the large portion of the story is that what we're seeing in California as far as wildfires and the increase in size and severity, it's not just here in California problem. This isn't really an international problem. We're seeing across the globe. And those are where those relationships are forged, out of cooperation, not only within country, but out of country, where we're all coming together. But they were here at some of our largest wildland and most destructive to assist. And then also, it's really about learning from each other and how our countries operate. We can only gain by working together.
So that would have been the car fire and the camp fire in 2018. And to pick up on what you just said, learning from each other, how matched is what you know about the firefighting in the air beyond just the fact that there are some of the same planes, the C-130? How do they manage their air battles compared to what you've done, what CAL FIRE has done here in California?
Well, very similar operation as far as command and control with our, our overhead, what we consider here in the States our air attack officer, which is really the air traffic control tower airborne, working with the ground troops to coordinate airdrops. But it's very similar, the safety precautions and the what we would consider a no go checklist? Either we're going to put aircraft up, or are we looking at smoky conditions? Are there reasons why we don't put it up? Ground safety. But again, Australia is very well versed in these type of operations, very similar to what we see here in California. So it's seamless. And again, every time we work with Australia and their professionals, we gain tactics, strategy, but also building that relationship.
We're talking about the fires, but if you've looked at any headlines from Australia, you know that extreme weather is now hitting Australia and is adding to the devastating circumstances. There has been heavy rain, which is causing flooding. There have been high winds, heavy hail. In the mix of all the weather and the fire, what do you know about the strategy going forward, Chief Moeller, in how this extensive group of fires right now is eventually put out?
Well, again, if we look at what we saw, you know, from 2017 into 2018, almost mirrored what we see here in California. We have these massive wildfires, destruction, not only what we consider wildland urban interface, but our watershed, the vegetation that really holds up our hillsides, as we saw in 2017 after the Thomas Fire, the unfortunate debris flow and mudslide in Montecito. We have what we consider or what we call watershed emergency response teams to go and look at these areas where the vegetation's really been denuded from these areas because of the intensity of the fire. Well, Australia saw the exact same thing with, you know, massive large wildfires, you know, over almost 20 million acres. But as far as the storm that came in with the hail, they also had to switch tactics, operations to the debris flows. And then, again, evacuating people not from the fire, but now from the water and the runoff from what we consider the watershed area because all the vegetation is gone. So, again, it's a year-round issue. It's not, you know, smoke out of the sky and we're safe. It's about the planning behind it. After these wildfires go through communities.
All right, Chief Moeller, anything else to say about the circumstances that everybody now finds themselves in? A crash that happened overnight, an investigation, three Americans who were on board apparently killed, and the raging firefighter battle that continues along with the weather. Any other perspective to leave us with?
I would just say, and again, Beth, you've worked for CAL FIRE for years, and unfortunately, these conversations, we're seeing it, we live it, and Australia is living it. But it's really for us as a fire agency and first responders, it's about supporting each other, but it's also supporting the families of loved ones that have tragically lost their lives battling these type of incidents. But really, it comes down to the fire survivors is working with our communities, standing those families back up. And looking to the future on how we're going to move forward as these conditions aren't going to change, and we will continue to work with our partners in Australia to advance in firefighting operations. But again, this is about the pilot, his family, and the unfortunate loss.
And in fact, the Coulson family of Coulson Aviation ends its Facebook post with these lines: "Our thoughts and prayers are with the families of the three crew members on board." Chief Moeller, thanks as always for your information.
Thank you, Beth.
That is CAL FIRE's Deputy Director, Chief Mike Moeller. And to repeat the news, if you're just joining us, a firefighting aircraft, a C-130 Hercules, working in the area of New South Wales in Australia, crashed in the last 24 hours. Three Americans were on board. There were no survivors. Details at this point have been quite limited. This was, as you heard Chief Moeller confirm, the same type of plane, if not specifically the exact plane, that was used in California firefights last year. We will continue to update this story throughout the day at capradio.org. And coverage of the impeachment trial will begin immediately after Insight today at 10 a.m. Up next, I'll talk with CAP Radio reporter Scott Rodd about the ongoing tragedies at Santa Anita Park. That's in this week's Capital Chat, and you are listening to Insight on CAP Radio.